Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Ayin Tes, Chulin 79. Today's Daf Yomi, Gemara is discussing the law of Osel V'Espino, the animal and its offspring. As Gemara on a price on 79b says, Osel V'Espino Noeg Bekoyim Ubekoy. The position of the Chachamim is that the law of Osel V'Espino applies to a mixture of two animals and also to a koi, which the Gemara is going to discuss what a koi is, whereas Rebbe Lezer says that it koyim abamina ezum and arachal, that if this mixture comes from the goat or from the lamb, then the mitzvah of Osel V'Espino applies, but it doesn't apply to a koi. What is this mitzvah of Osel V'Espino, the law of Osel V'Espino that the Torah talks about? What is this law? So we are in the chapter of Osel V'Espino, and this chapter, this fifth chapter of Chulin, is discussing this concept, this law of Osel V'Espino. So that it's based upon the Torah that says in Leviticus chapter 22, verse 28, Vashor Osef, there's an ox or a lamb, Osel V'Espino, lo sishkatu biyom echad, that the ox or the seh, that the mother or the father and the offspring should not be slaughtered on the same day. This idea is to teach us that there is a prohibition of slaughtering the parent and the child on the same day, and that's basically what our chapter is discussing. This prohibition applies, according to the way the Gemara understands it, is applies only to a behema, only to a domesticated animal, meaning to a cow, a sheep, or a goat, and it does not apply to a wild animal. It doesn't apply to an ophos as well. It would be very difficult to apply to a chaya, but it doesn't apply to a chaya or to an ophos. And the reason why the Gemara understands this is because of a shor oseh. The word shor excludes chaya, and this word seh excludes an ophos. The word in the verse is oso, which is in the masculine, and so therefore it would seem to imply that it applies only to males. However, on 78b and Ayin Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says that this is actually a dispute between the Chachamim and Chananya. The Chachamim say the prohibition of oso and espino applies only by the mother and the offspring, not by the father and the offspring. That is to say, it's only prohibition for you to slaughter the mother and the offspring. However, you could slaughter the father and the offspring. However, Chananya says it applies by both. Rashi writes on the fact that it says that the Mishnah on 78a says that if you slaughter the mother and then you slaughter the offspring, we say from there that actually, even though the second person who does the slaughtering is going to get lashes, that the Mishnah says that it's permitted to eat and the offspring. Even though you did something that was wrong, it's permitted to eat. And the reason why it's permitted to eat is Rashi says this is there's no real chiddush in this law, but since the Tana was going to tell us other things that are necessary to know, therefore it includes this as well. However, Tosfos writes that the reason is we might have thought it would be prohibited because the Torah says you're not allowed to eat anything which is a toeva, which is abominable. So therefore, since this is prohibited, we might have thought therefore it becomes abominable and therefore one is not allowed to eat it. And so for this reasoning, the Mishnah has to tell us that even though it was done in this manner, one is still allowed to eat it. So we see from here that there's this concept of Osel V'Espino. What is the reason why there is a prohibition from the Torah to slaughter the parent and the offspring on the same day? So the Sefer HaChinuch actually gives two explanations. Both are very interesting. So the first one, he writes in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Dawud, that the reason why there's a prohibition of Osel V'Espino is so Kedei She'yitein Ha'adam Elibo, so a person should place in their mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach HaKol HaBalei Chayim, that Hashem is really the Mashkiach, the supervisor for all the creatures of the world. Now, as it relates to people, that is a Hashkacha Pratis, that is a specific providence over all the people in the world. But with respect to the animals of the world, God's Hashkacha is of a more general nature. God has a Hashkacha, a supervisor, is telling us that God cares that the animal continues to exist. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us in the Torah not to kill the mother or the father and its offspring, because, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that is like wiping out a tree and its branches together. And so therefore, there's this like prohibition that there's this obligation to keep the species alive. And so thereby killing a mother and its offspring, it's like you're wiping out a tree and its branches. And from here, from this Sefer HaChinuch, we see that there's almost a prohibition from the Torah to cause an animal in general to be extinct, because that's the source of the reasoning behind why Osel V'Espino is prohibited. That's the first explanation from the Sefer HaChinuch. A second reason he gives that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us not to slaughter the Osel V'Espino is in order to establish in our hearts the midah of mercy and the attribute of mercy, and to distance ourselves from cruel behavior. And this indeed is cruel behavior. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying, that even though we're allowed to eat animals for our sustenance, nevertheless we're commanded not to kill the mother and the offspring together, and that's how we'll inculcate within ourselves this attribute of mercy. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes, and the Rambam seems to follow in that approach as well, and he says the Torah prohibits it because the Torah wants to keep us away from the pain that will be caused to the mother, since the mother has always a necessary love for her offspring. However, even though this is the approach of Sefer HaChinuch and Rambam, other commentaries say a different approach. They know that we can't understand it. Tosfos says this, also the Ritva seems to say this, that our approach is that we must just accept upon ourselves that this is a decree from Hashem, and we don't always understand the reasons for it. But certainly if we take Sefer HaChinuch and Maimonides, they're saying that this is a mitzvah intended to either to guard the species or also to guard our own species, guard ourselves from becoming cruel and inhumane people.